T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk to me about roster changes for the championship series. We don't know about Soler. It's possible he could be back for game one if he continues to make all the testing, I guess. There's probably a little bit of angst, too, about is this an isolated to him? That's, you know, something that a lot of us are kind of just, you know, it's over here. We don't want to talk about it. You know, we just hope it is. Mm-hmm. What about roster changes for the NLCS?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really interesting question. First of all, with Soler, Dave O'Brien from The Athletic tweeted that he has heard from some sources that he will have to miss at least 10 days. So there's that. Brian Snicker was asked about that postgame and would not confirm. He just doesn't know what the protocols are. So we're still waiting to hear word on that 10-day rule. But if that is 10 days, that would seem like, you know, probably a lot, you would think you would probably be able to get him back on the 11th day or whatever. And so, but, you know, I think a lot of people hear 10 days and they think, oh, he's going to be out the entire NLCS. Well, if he's out 10 days, if that includes yesterday, then he's back for game four. So you would still get him back at some point during the series. And especially obviously if you extend it, deep into the series, I would expect him to return. You never know how guys are going to be, if they can knock off, you know, their form, it can knock off their rhythm. No telling how much he'll be able to work in a cage that he might have in his house or something. So you never know what the ramifications are going to be of this. And it certainly does, you know, that will play into how the Braves set up this roster for this national championship series. I mean, I think that you're very likely to now see Christian Pache on that roster. He, of course, was the player who came in and replaced Soler yesterday. And I'll be interested to see what kind of changes they make in this bullpen, in this, you know, on the pitching staff. Braves had a few guys that didn't ever appear for them in this series. Drew Smyly was one. Maybe he's your extra innings kind of emergency type of guy who you need to go multiple innings. That's your guy, so that's why he wasn't used. But we also didn't see Dylan Lee or Jacob Webb, although Jacob Webb was getting warm in the game yesterday in the bullpen before Freddie Freeman hit that home run. I think that a guy like Spencer Strider, you know, he's a guy who came up in that last series against the Mets, big strikeout pitcher, can throw and, you know, touch 100 miles an hour. I think he's a guy who I would still look to potentially make this roster. I think that he's the kind of profile of arm you want coming out of the bullpen in this kind of a big playoff matchup to come in and get you a big strikeout if needed. And I do wonder now if they're able to bring on Pache, or if they feel like they need to bring in Pache to replace Soler on the hitter side, then maybe you can replace Terrence Gore with somebody who might be able to give you a little bit more at the plate in a pinch hit spot, instead of just having that kind of runner, that designated runner, where you can use now Pache in that spot, even though he might not be quite as good at that role as a guy like Terrence Gore would be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.